Okay, good morning. Boys and girls, today is a very special day in the church. It's called Pentecost. Let's say that together.
Sound it out with me. Pentecost. Can you guys do that?
Yeah. Okay, Mom and Dad can practice that with you at home. It's a big word, but it's the day that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. Jesus had died on the cross, and he'd rose again and gone to heaven. But before he died, he told all of his disciples that the Holy Spirit would come one day. And that day was Pentecost. Mr. Neiman just read for us, all the believers were gathered in a room, and a loud wind sounded. And the Holy Spirit came, and the believers could talk to anyone in the language that they spoke. How cool is that? So cool. Only the Holy Spirit can do things like that. Well, I was thinking about this story, and it made me think of this. What is this? Do you know?
Flashlight.
A flashlight, that's right. Well, if I push the switch on the back here, did anything happen? No? I'll try again. No? Can you try it? No? No? What do you think's wrong with it?
No battery.
There's no battery. That's right. Is this any good like this? Is this going to help me if all the lights go out? No, it's not going to help me, is it?
Hold that.
We put a battery in, and now the light works. It can help me, can't it, if all the lights go out? Now, the Holy Spirit's not exactly like a battery, or a battery's not exactly like the Holy Spirit, I should say. But to be helpful to Jesus and to God, we can't do it without like a battery inside us. And that battery is the Holy Spirit. The first time we ever believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. But Jesus tells us that every day, if we want to do the work that Jesus has for us, we have to invite the Holy Spirit inside. So I want you to always remember that. The Holy Spirit, you ask for him to live with you every day so that the light of Jesus can shine through you. Just exactly what Don and Kristen Stout want to do in France. They want the Holy Spirit to shine through them so people can see Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you give us your power through the Holy Spirit. Help us to remember every day to ask for the Holy Spirit. Amen.